Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Pardon me, but I'm looking for Mr. Fleming.
Why, Mr. Fleming?
Oh, so it's you, is it? Well, see here, young man, I've been hearing what you say about Dove on the radio.
But listen, I...
The idea of saying that one soap can do everything in my wash.
But Dove can do
well,
it.
Well, I know a lot of ladies, myself included, who say that's impossible. Well, how can this one granulated soap do all three kinds of wash?
But that's just what Dove is made to do. All three kinds, from grimy work shirts and heavy towels to pretty rayon undies.
What? Why, wouldn't it have to be a new kind of soap?
Well, just you try, Dove. It is a brand new kind of granulated soap. Not just a new improvement of an old soap. Why, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like Dove.
Look!
In fact, this new Dove looks different than most granulated soaps. It's so much whiter. Why, even the suds are different.
How's that?
Why, if you've been using any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, you'll find Dove is better every way for suds. Yes, Dove makes more suds even in hardest water. Big bundles of suds that build up faster and last up to twice as long.
Well, sounds like this Dove really is different.
You bet. Once you try it, you'll see what wonders Dove does. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than new Dove gives you. In fact, Dove gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
But tell me, will I have to scrub hard?
No, ma'am, not with Dove. There's no hard scrubbing, not even on the grimiest work shirt. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than new Dove. Yet, this same Dove is far safer for your fussy colored rayon slips than any other leading granulated laundry soap.
Well, I've heard enough. I'm going to try this new Dove and just see whether it does everything.
So, well, look for that big red and white box with the name Dove, and next wash day, let Dove do it. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Jake Goldberg is in a terrible difficulty. He has a slight cold and an important meeting which he wants to hold in his house. The cold is keeping Molly home, too. And to cap the climax, Seymour showed up. Well, now Jake and the Caters have important things to discuss, which Molly mustn't know about. But the Caters can't come over as long as Molly's home. So, stalemate. And meanwhile, Molly, her good heart brimming over with wifely intentions, is taking charge of the situation. Listen.
Please. Wait, I'm going to make you a lemonade. I should go to movies. You're coughing, and you have a cold, and I should go to movies. That pleasure you can give me, Jake, dear, and you're sick that I should do something for you. That pleasure I can have. Sit down. Sit down. Seymour, don't take off your coat. Stay a minute. Maybe I'll want you to help me with something. A mustard plaster you'll get, a hot lemonade you'll get what I want. I should put on my hat and go, and I should go to the movies. What's the matter? Why do you want to go to the movies all of a sudden? Sit a coat.
Oh,
yeah, I will.
Seymour, in the whole closet, you'll see my coat.
Your coat?
Yes.
But what about...
I have to slip out.
But you're cold.
Not so loud.
Where are you going? Why is it so important?
I have to go over to Dr. Cater's. There's something cooking over there, and it's important.
About Orion, you mean?
I hope so.
I'm going to put three lemons in for you.
Thank you. My galoshes also, Seymour. Just give them to me. I'll put them on outdoors.
You sure you should go? I mean, after all.
Don't say anything to Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, sure not.
I'm going to put plenty of honey in for you.
Thank you. My muffler, Sammy. Seymour.
Here. Now, I hope I'm doing the right thing. If you get pneumonia, it's going to be over.
I wouldn't get. Goodbye. If they ask where I am, I went to the mill. You hear?
Yeah.
Jake, yeah, I'm making a big glass. And if you don't bring it down to the last drop, you'll sink.
Thank you. Seymour, if Sammy comes home, send him right over to Dr. Cater.
I'll be right in, Jake. I'm squeezing you.
Open the door quietly, Seymour.
He's going to give Orion this house with a deep...
wonderful.
What, Simo?
Nothing.
Daisy, are you telling Simo about Mr. Bell's letter? Come on now.
Rosie came in.
Where was my...
Don't say anything. Your mother don't know. Your father went out.
Rosie, help me, darling. I'm fixing popcorn.
Where did he go? Where did he go anymore?
Yes, Ma.
Come and help me.
Yeah, Ma.
Where did he go, Cena?
I can't tell you nothing about it now. Don't say nothing.
Rosie, no. Stop, Papa. Bob and Papa with your allowance.
Oh, yes. All right, Ma.
Oh, Rosie.
Don't get a knife, Mrs. Goldberg. But Mr. Goldberg went to the mill.
Get my coat. Get my hat.
Mama, darling, please.
How could the man step his foot out with such a cold?
It's only a slight cold, Mama.
In slight comes severe. In his car, even?
Yes.
He has a heater.
Can you imagine, huh? Give me the mill on the phone.
He couldn't be there yet, Ma.
The switchboard would be closed at night.
Can you imagine, huh?
Ma.
Don't mind me, Rosalie, please. Don't mind me. You don't know your father's bronchial tubes. Who'll drink the lemonade now? Who'll drink it?
I'll drink it.
Oh, a man. A man. All for his family. Everything. Oh, Rosalie, you have a father. Remember this night, Rosalie. Remember that with a cold and with a sniffle and with a possible bronchial condition, he went out. He went out because it was his duty. He had unfinished business to do, and he went out. That's your father, Rosalie. Remember, Jacob Goldberg. Remember that. Remember.
Rosalie, if you ever find out the truth, don't hold it against me. That's all I need.
The truth?
Yes.
About what?
About
you
my
deception.
Deception?
No, thank you. Don't trouble yourself.
No trouble.
She's so good to me, too.
Well, what is it, Seymour? Tell me.
I'm torn between two horns.
Seymour, it's...
I gave my word.
But, Seymour, you can
Rosie, if you ask me, I'll have to tell you, and then I'll regret it. So, dearest...
But... Rosalie,
no. In 1 minute, Ma. Seymour, stop biting your nails and tell me what it is.
Rosie, don't make things so difficult for me.
Well, what is it? That's all I'm asking you.
Rosie, no, stop bothering Papa with your allowance, I said.
All right, Ma.
Go in. Your mother's calling you, Rosie. Go in.
Did something terrible happen to you?
I don't know if it's terrible, but it's only terrible that I have to deny you any knowledge that I have.
Rosie, no.
I'm coming, Ma.
Go on, Rosie, please. Before I succumb to temptation.
Don't ever ask me to tell you anything, Seymour.
Rosie, please.
And don't ever ask me for my confidence.
Rosie, dear.
Rosie, please, did you hurt me? Yes, Rosalie, please.
I'm coming, Ma.
Rosie, dear, bear with me a little longer.
Now I can see how much I really mean to you, Seymour Fingerhood.
Me, Ma.
Sammy, come here quick.
Huh?
Sammy, don't take off your coat.
Don't take off your coat.
What?
Go over to the mill.
We'll go over to Dr. Cater.
Papa's over to the mill.
No, your father is at Dr. Cater.
What is this?
I'll be right in, Sammy.
What's going on here?
There's something going on at Dr. Cater's, and your father doesn't want your mother to know. And I'm right in the middle of everything. Your father's supposed to be at the mill, so don't spoil everything.
Oh, you have a father, Sammy. Oh, here's Coco, Seymour.
I'll have some too, Ma.
You'll have it when you come back, Sammy. Don't dilly-dally. Give a go. Why should Papa dear be so all alone?
Your father would appreciate it, Sammy.
All right.
I'll have everything hot for you when you come back, darling. Tell Papa I'm mad at him anyway. He left me standing with a mustard plaster and he left the house. Oh, Sammy, you should be like Papa. His work, his family, nothing else. Not like me with my maneuverings. Button your neck, dear.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear. Goodbye,
bye.
Dear. Oh, man with a coat. Here, Seymour, have some cookies. Rosa, don't hang yourself up in the closet, please.
Bye.
Seymour, get finished with his cocoa and we'll walk over to the mill. What's the matter?
Oh, my. Your cocoa's too hot, Seymour, dear. Oh, my. My
I'll take it, Mom.
Let me. Maybe it's Papa.
I'll talk to him.
Hello?
Mommy?
Jake, why did you do that to me?
I'm all right.
Where are you?
Where did Seymour say I was?
At the mill.
So why do you ask?
Jake, dear.
Let me talk to Seymour.
Jake, why did you do that?
Let me talk to Seymour.
I'm coming over.
Don't come over.
Why?
I'll be home. Let me talk to Seymour.
Just a minute, hold. Seymour.
Yes.
Here.
Oh, thank you.
Such a mess.
Hello?
Seymour, listen carefully. I am a Dr. Cater.
Yes.
If the minister from the village church should come over to my house, send him here immediately.
Minister?
Don't repeat my words. Just listen.
Yes.
He should come over here, not there. You hear?
Yes.
I'm depending on you for secrecy.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's the minister?
Minister? Oh, minister is the name of a piece of machinery. Machinery.
Oh.
Yeah, the minister went wrong.
Oh. So what do you do, sir?
Well, I just have to know it so I can take care of it, you see.
Wait, Sim, I'll get you a spoon.
No. Just get me a glass of water. Please.
Nice work, Seymour. Well, whatever's going on, Molly's in the complete dark. You know, doing things by half measures is never satisfactory. That's why I'm sure you get mighty disgusted with those halfway soaps for dishes. I mean those bar soaps that only go halfway because they don't have real speed. Or those tough granulated soaps that are so short on safety for your hands. Well, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan anymore. No, ma'am, because New Does is here. That new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. And believe me, Does has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, Does treats your hands like a baby. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Does. It's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Does. Why, Does cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, you can tell the difference Does right in the suds. So try it today. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. Next time, Molly gets more and more confused while we get clearer and clearer. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.